Happy to welcome Senator, State Senator Bill Dodd from Napa on the KSRO Live Line. Senator, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Been a lot of late nights for you, and I also know that you're awaiting a call from the governor this morning. So if we need to make it brief, we're happy to do that.
No, I just got a notice. We're fine. We're meeting him at the Capitol tomorrow. I'm standing outside the west steps of the Capitol building. It's a beautiful morning.
So yeah, it is a beautiful morning. And it's been a lot of late nights, that is, of course, for the Wildfire Preparedness Conference Committee. And finally, last night, a vote was taken and SB 901 goes to the floor, yes?
It does. It'll go to the floor late on Friday evening, the last day of session. And we had to get through last night in time to have a 72-hour, the bill in print for 72 hours. That's the new rule.
Uh-huh.
So we can take up that bill. I think it's about 7 o'clock or 7:30 p.m. on Friday night.
Okay.
That has to go to the Senate and the Assembly, obviously.
Oh, boy, it's going to be a late night Friday night, too. Senator, how do you feel about the finished product at this stage?
You know, like I said last night, I don't think it's certainly not a perfect document by any stretch of the imagination. But I look at this document and knowing that a large share of it was crafted in less than 3.5 weeks of this special session, what we were able to do was, you know, in my goals early on were to protect victims at any cost. To me, it's just totally unacceptable that people, lost their homes, lost their lives, and this thing, they weren't going to be able to recover, the money that they need from all these damages. Second, we wanted to protect the ratepayers to the best extent that we could moving forward. And then I think, I really want to take my hat off to Assemblymember Jim Wood and Assemblymember Brian Dolly, because what they brought to the table was the attention that was needed about, look, all these fires this summer were not caused by our grid, but they were caused by, so much fuel, the lack of, all the regulations that we have that won't allow healthy forests, thinning of our forests. And so we were able to streamline some regulations. We were able to get $200 million a year for 5 years for that. And then finally, we were able to advance the legislation that would harden our grid so that our grid isn't causing the fires we need.
Well, it's all important stuff. And obviously, to put anything together and get it to this stage of the game, there has to be some compromise, which there has been about PG&E and about whether our rates will go up. They probably will, not nearly as significantly as we thought in the beginning. But talk a little bit, Senator, about the financial disclosures that PG&E will be under scrutiny with.
Yeah, one of the things that was paramount to us, if there was going to be any securitization of any debt, was that PG&E would have to be first in. They would have to have substantial skin in the game. And so just like they did on the pipeline explosion,
in San Bruno,
in the 2000s sometime, they did a financial scrub, a full audit to determine how much they could possibly pay. We're going to do that same thing. We need them to have, as I said, skin in the game. It's just, it was paramount, and I think it was that deal point that allowed the rest of the legislators to, to support the balance of that being paid by ratepayers. It may come out. There's a lot of work to do in subrogation and settlements from all these lawsuits and everything before we really know what that's going to be. The one thing that I think enticed legislators to go here is for every and we don't take it lightly because we're all ratepayers too.
Yeah.
But it's the number is like $5.20 a year for a residential customer for every $1 billion.
Yeah. That
so
PG&E is on hook for.
In our scenarios, we think at the end of the day, by the time it gets done, if these projections are right, it could be somewhere in that $4 to $5 billion range.
Yeah, so, that sounds about right. Bill, do you see any hiccups between now and Friday night in terms of the passage of this bill?
Well, I'll tell you, I fully expect the Senate, my house, to fully support this. I'm not worried about getting 21 votes. I think in the assembly, it may be a different situation. Some of the people that didn't get what they wanted necessarily are not happy, and I just hope what everybody looks at is the really good things, advancing legislation that Jim Wood's been trying to do for the last 4 years and hasn't been able to get a thing done.
Yeah.
He got 4 years worth of his legislation into law, if this works, in this special session. So it's really amazing the funding that he's been trying to get for thinning forest is something that's really, really important that he's been trying to do for 4 years and hasn't been able to do. And now all of a sudden, because of his advocacy and Assemblymember Dolly's and the rest of us, it's going to happen. So there's a lot of good that came from it, but we'll have to see.
Yeah, and as you're talking about Jim Woods and his proposal and his banging the drum for years about prevention and preparedness, and now all you have to do once this thing passes is educate the public about how that's done and what a good idea it is.
That's one point that I didn't even talk about. It's the prevention and preparedness that is also going in, and first response, early notification for people that are in a natural disaster, and we know that in Sonoma and Napa County it wasn't very good, and so that's important legislation that we need to do to spend the money to help our local communities be able to notify their citizens when there is an event like that.
Well, talk about skin in the game. Both you and Assemblyman Wood certainly have that invested in this entire equation. But I'm so happy to hear that advancement has been made. The bill has passed your committee, Senator Dodd, and we look forward to the outcome probably late Friday night. Thanks for taking some time to be with us this morning, and congratulations.
Anytime, Pat. Thank you so much.
All right. That is State Senator Bill Dodd. He's the co-chair for that conference committee that has met, I believe last night was their seventh meeting. And that should be the end of that particular committee as it now moves toward the legislature. And sounds like it's going to be the last thing done, if indeed it gets that far, Friday night. We'll keep you posted.